Wa'alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen to your beautiful du'as, Mawlana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your du'as. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. Aidan qala Allah ta'ala kunu ma'as sadiqin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, today we have a story, quite interesting. It's a story about a mouse leading a camel by the reins. Once a mouse took hold of the reins of a camel and tried to run away with him. So the camel observed the foolishness of the mouse and became submissive and relaxed. So wherever the mouse led him, the camel followed meekly, like a slave obedient to his master. They went along until they came to a river where the mouse lost its presence of mind and came to a standstill. So he started thinking up to that moment. He led an animal of great size and up to now had enjoyed the honor of having made the camel submissive to him. But now that they have come to the river, how can he lead him through this river? So while thinking all about this year, he came to an absolute standstill. So the mouse remained standing there, absolutely perturbed. So the camel asked him, Oh my companion over mountains and forests, why this hesitation and why this perplexity? Take courage and step into the river. So the mouse answered, I am afraid of drowning. So the camel replied, let me see how deep the water is and whether you will drown or not. So the camel placed one leg into the water and then said, Oh mouse, my sheikh, my guide, the water is only up to my knee, so proceed leading me through. So the mouse replied, the water only reaches up to your knee. That is so many times over my head. There is a difference between your leg and mine. So the camel said, please do not become rude and insulting. Come straight into the water and guide me along. Up to now, you used to be very proud of having led me, and you acquired great honor through that. Oh, you foolish one, I allowed myself to be led along by you, so that your foolishness may become so increased and manifest. So the mouse replied, for me to enter the water will be my destruction. I am repenting. Please pardon me. After this, I shall not even think about becoming your leader and your sheikh. So he said, for Allah's sake have I repented of my sins. Kindly save me from the dangerous waters. The camel, on hearing the repentance of the mouse, felt sorry for him and said, all right, come and sit upon the hump of my back. Another 100 mice like yourself can sit upon my back and with safety cross over the water. Remain a subject if Allah did not make you a ruler. And do not sail in a boat if you did not learn sailing. And grant your copper to the men of chemistry, so that they, through your company with them, can change you to gold. In other words, through keeping the company of the righteous servants of Allah, the righteous saints, you will derive benefit from them, bringing about changes for the better. If you are like a stone, senseless, deprived of the fear of the hereafter, seek the company of a saint and become changed into a pearl, and refrain from criticizing the saints and accusing, you know, the Shah, the king of theft. For what need has the Shah of stealing? Look at our own faults. Don't try and judge somebody else, in which you may be making an observation which is totally incorrect. What is the lesson that we learn from here? The saints of Allah carry a precious treasure within themselves. In their sight, the whole world is insignificant and worthless, because their hearts have become joined to the Creator of this world. Hence, do not underestimate them, and do not compare your nights and days with theirs. Do not become deceived by your worldly dignity and honor, like that mouse was deceived. If ever you should consider yourself superior to the saintly ones, then you will become humiliated and deprived of good. In the end, you, like the mouse, you too will have to sit upon their backs with the purpose of crossing over to safety. And like the mouse, you too will have to repent. So from the first day, remove from your mind the love of splendor of this world, worldly honor, worldly wealth, esoteric knowledge and soulless actions. Remove these loves from your mind and form a sincere contact with some saint of Allah. Within a few days, you will come to know and you will swear what abundance of benefit it has brought to you. Use worldly wealth. Do not love it more than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worldly love, a worldly wealth is also a necessity, but it has its extent and is limited. It is not the aim and object of our lives. Hazrat Khaja Mazzoob rahmatullah said in respect of his Sheikh, "You efface the effect of the idols and you enable me to witness the grandeur of Allah. You transform my eyes into such eyes that can see the reality and turned my heart into one that can perceive the greatness of the Creator. My heart was engulfed in negligence when suddenly you acquainted it with Allah Ta'ala. Thus you made me unconcerned with all besides Him. Practicing on deen seemed like a burden, while being engrossed in the world was easy. You have now made the burden a pleasure, and what seemed to be a pleasure, the preoccupation with the world, has become a burden. You have imbued me with courage and ushered this weakling into such ranks, the ranks of those endowed with that great responsibility of conveying deen. This heart of iron you have melted with a heart burning with the love of Allah Ta'ala. You have made restless one who had never experienced this pain, love of Allah. O Majzoob, you are leaving this home with a great fortune. A million thanks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to your door." So if we spend our time in the company of the righteous, it will lead us to righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate our ranks. Let us learn the value of Allah. And let us also understand the insignificance of the world, that it is not the main object in our life, and we should be attached to the world as far as necessity is concerned, but reality is the akhirah and the pleasure of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.